USDA report for this week. Today I'd like to start out by visiting with you about the annual review of payment eligibility. All participants of FSA programs who request program benefits are required to submit a completed CCC 902 or farm operating plan and a CCC 941 average gross income certification. They need to submit these to be considered eligible for program benefits. A valid 902 filed by a participant is considered to be continuous and used for all payment eligibility and payment limitation determinations applicable to any of the program benefits requested. And participants are not required to annually submit a new 502 for eligibility or payment limitation purposes unless a change in the farming operation occurs that may affect the determination of record. So participants are encouraged to file and or review these forms with their county offices within the deadlines established for each applicable program for which the benefits are being requested. As always, and we'll tell you time and time again, you can always contact your office to find out whether or not you need to do something. I also want to remind producers again about change in farming operations. If you have bought or sold land, or if you picked up or dropped rented land from your farming operation, make sure you report those changes to the FSA office as soon as possible. You will need to provide a copy of your deed or recorded land contract for purchased property. And remember that failure to maintain accurate records with FSA on all your land that you have an interest in can lead to possible program ineligibility and penalties, and at least a delay in enrollment of applications and sign-up. So it's important to keep FSA posted up on any of those changes that you have. Making those records now will save you time in the spring. Also, you need to update any signature authorization when these changes in your operation occur. Producers are reminded again to contact your office if there is a change in your farming operation so that we can get our records current and up to date so that when you come in to sign up for programs, we're ready to roll with you. Highly erodible land and wetland conservation compliance. Landowners and operators are reminded that in order to receive payments from USDA, compliance with the highly erodible land and wetland conservation provisions are required. Farmers with highly erodible land that have determined soils are reminded of their tillage, crop residue, and rotation requirements as specified in their conservation plan. As we get closer to spring, it's time to be starting to think about some of these things. Producers are to notify the USDA, and especially Farm Service Agency, prior to conducting any land clearing or drainage projects to ensure compliance. And failure to obtain advance approval for any of these situations could result in loss of eligibility and all federal program payments. Since enactment of the 1985 Farm Bill, eligibility for most commodity, disaster, and conservation programs have been linked to compliance with the highly erodible land conservation and wetland conservation provisions. The 2014 Farm Bill continues the requirement that producers adhere to the conservation compliance guidelines to be eligible for most programs administered by FSA and the Natural Resources Conservation Service, or NRCS. This includes financial assistance from the ARC and PLC programs, the Ag Risk Coverage and Price Loss Coverage programs, the Conservation Reserve Program, or CRP, Livestock Disaster Assistance, Marketing Assistance Loans, which is the ceiling of grain, and most other programs implemented by FSA. It also includes the Environmental Quality Incentives Program, or EQIP, and Conservation Stewardship Program, or CSP, administered by NRCS. When a farmer completes and submits a 1026 certification form to the FSA office, if he's going to do any of these activities, the FSA and NRCS staff will review the associated farm records and outline any additional actions that may be required to meet the required conservation compliance provisions. The Form 1026 is available at all USDA service centers or online at www.fsa.usda.gov. So please give your local USDA service center a call if you need more information on this. Remember, if you have not submitted the Form 1026 for the coming year and you are doing any of the land clearing or changing of your tillage practices on the farm, you need to do so by June 1st, which is the 2016 deadline. Again, for any of the information that I talked about on the program here today, you can contact your local county FSA office here in Audubon. That number, 712-563-4261, extension 2. Cass County is 712-243-1377, extension 2. For this week, this has been Denny Heflin with the USDA Report. Tune in next week for more updates from USDA.